You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 23rd, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Houston police racist rant, a viral shock or systemic norm? In April 2026, the Houston Police Department faced an overwhelming wave of public outrage. A deeply disturbing video surfaced on social media showing Officer Ashley Gonzalez delivering a graphic, hate-filled tirade. The department responded swiftly by relieving her of duty. However, this administrative action offers little comfort to communities that suffer from ongoing police bias. The recording provided undeniable evidence of the quiet prejudices that often dictate law enforcement behavior. With Donald Trump as the current president, national conversations regarding law enforcement and racial justice remain highly polarized. Consequently, local incidents immediately spark intense scrutiny across the nation. This scandal goes far beyond the actions of a single individual. It serves as a modern flashpoint in a century-long conflict between the Houston Police Department and the diverse communities it is sworn to protect. Activists argue that the system itself requires complete transformation to protect Black and Brown citizens from unchecked authority. The incident reignited difficult but necessary conversations about institutional accountability. It forces society to examine how historical trauma continues to influence modern racial dynamics within the justice system. Officer Ashley Gonzalez joined the police force in January 2024. She served as a sworn officer and previously worked as a United States Marine. Despite this background, her behavior completely shattered any illusion of professional integrity. By April 2026, a shocking video appeared on social media platforms. The recording showed Gonzalez using a highly offensive racial slur more than 25 times. She openly referred to Black people as monkeys and casually mocked the horrific history of slavery in America. The most alarming portion of the recording directly involved her official duties as a police officer. Gonzalez confidently stated that her personal hatred would direct her professional actions on the street. She explicitly promised to take Black individuals to jail regardless of the actual situation if she responded to an emergency call. This direct threat to fair policing caused immediate panic and anger across the city. The Houston Police Officers Union and civil rights organizations, including the local NAACP chapter, strongly condemned the video. Leaders quickly labeled the behavior vile and completely unacceptable. Relieving Gonzalez of duty involved taking her badge and department-issued firearm while an internal investigation commenced. However, community members emphasized that temporary suspensions do not solve the underlying problem. Activists demanded her immediate and permanent termination to prevent her from ever serving in law enforcement again. The public response highlighted a deep exhaustion with apologies that lack permanent consequences. To fully comprehend the anger surrounding the Gonzalez video, one must examine the dark history of the department. During the 20th century, the Houston Police Department frequently operated as a violent tool for enforcing racial segregation. Officers utilized an informal system known as street justice to control Black and Mexican American neighborhoods. This method relied heavily on physical violence, widespread intimidation, and the absolute abuse of power. A secluded spot along Buffalo Bayou, widely known as The Hole, became the terrifying center of this violent era. Officers routinely took minority suspects to this hidden location to administer severe beatings away from public view. The most tragic and notorious example occurred in 1977. Six officers arrested a young Mexican-American veteran named Joe Campos Torres at a local bar. They took him directly to the bayou and brutally beat him. After the city jail refused to admit Torres due to his massive injuries, the officers returned him to the water and pushed him in. Torres ultimately drowned, and the state court only gave the offending officers a one-year probation and a single-dollar fine. This blatant injustice triggered the 1978 Moody Park riots. The massive public uprising eventually forced the department to create an internal affairs division to investigate officer misconduct. Despite these early structural changes, the psychological scars of street justice remain deeply embedded in the community consciousness. Following the tremendous public outrage of the 1970s, Houston city officials attempted to change the culture of the police force. In 1982, the city appointed Lee P. Brown as the first black police chief. Brown introduced a new progressive strategy called community policing. This approach aimed to build neighborhood partnerships rather than relying on aggressive, military-style tactics. The department opened small storefront stations to make officers more approachable to minority residents. Today, the Houston Police Department heavily promotes itself as one of the most diverse law enforcement agencies in the country. Ashley Gonzalez herself is of Hispanic descent. Her actions highlight a highly complex reality within modern police forces. An institution can hire individuals from various backgrounds without actually dismantling the toxic internal culture. Inter-minority racism remains a significant issue that diversity quotas cannot easily fix. The physical presence of minority officers does not automatically protect black citizens from systemic prejudice. The department vetting process completely failed to identify the radicalized views of Gonzalez before she became an officer. She easily passed psychological evaluations and background checks. Former leadership openly admitted that the agency desperately needs to improve how investigators review digital footprints during recruitment. A background check means nothing if it ignores the private spaces where recruits express their true beliefs. The shocking words spoken by Gonzalez reflect severe real-world outcomes for black residents in Houston. Statistical data uncovers massive disparities in how officers apply the law daily. Black residents make up only 23% of the overall city population, yet they account for 36% of all traffic stops. This imbalance suggests that the biased mindset revealed in the viral video actively influences daily patrol operations across the city. The application of physical force shows an even greater and more dangerous divide. Recent departmental reports indicate that 55% of all use of force incidents involve black civilians. Furthermore, over a recent 10-year period, black individuals in Houston were more than five times as likely to be killed by police compared to white residents. These numbers demonstrate clearly that the long shadow of historical violence still lingers over the modern police force. The Gonzalez incident connects to a wider, recurring pattern of alarming behavior among Houston officers. In 2020, Sergeant Rob Clausen faced removal after posting a lengthy racist rant on Facebook. He blamed the black community entirely for systemic social problems during the George Floyd protests. 10 years prior, a viral video exposed nearly half a dozen officers brutally beating a 15-year-old boy named Chad Holly. In all these highly publicized cases, video evidence proved absolutely necessary to break the historical code of silence. Public trust suffered another massive blow shortly before the Gonzalez video surfaced. In 2024, a devastating scandal revealed that the Houston Police Department failed to investigate over 260,000 criminal cases. Officers systematically used an internal computer code to mark cases as suspended due to a lack of available personnel. This simple computer code effectively abandoned the victims of thousands of serious crimes, including numerous violent offenses. This massive administrative failure disproportionately impacted minority communities across Houston. Data analysis showed that officers frequently applied the suspension code in historically underserved neighborhoods like the 3rd and 5th wards. Many of these specific areas possess less political power to demand proper police investigations. The abandoned files included over 4,000 sexual assault kits. Historically, severe backlogs in DNA testing have harmed black women much more than any other demographic group in the city. Community advocates argue that officers often casually labeled victims from these neighborhoods as uncooperative. This unfair labeling stems directly from a troubling history of deep distrust between the police and marginalized groups. A community survey indicated that black residents felt completely discouraged from reporting future crimes following the revelation of the suspension code scandal. The department essentially communicated that their pain and trauma did not matter enough to warrant an investigation. When a department officially relieves an officer of duty, the action serves only as a temporary administrative step. The officer loses their police powers and must surrender their badge and weapon. However, they continue to receive their regular salary while internal investigators review the situation. This paid leave status frustrates many citizens who demand swift and harsh accountability for undeniably racist behavior. It feels like a paid vacation rather than a punishment. Activists constantly push for more permanent solutions to rid law enforcement of individuals who hold deep prejudiced views. The Texas Commission on Law Enforcement acts as the powerful state regulatory agency for police officers. While the local department can fire an officer, the state commission possesses the exclusive power to permanently revoke their peace officer license. Without this specific license, an officer cannot simply move to a neighboring town and secure another policing job. Some defenders might incorrectly argue that freedom of speech protects public employees when they post online. However, the United States Supreme Court established clearly that the First Amendment does not protect an officer who undermines the specific mission of their agency. The Police Code of Ethics explicitly forbids conduct that brings disgrace to the department. Gonzalez created a severe and immediate danger to public trust. A police officer who openly expresses a desire to unjustly arrest black people completely destroys the harmony of the community and invalidates their authority in future court cases. The struggle for black liberation frequently intersects with the fight against unchecked police brutality. Reforming a massive institution requires significantly more than firing a single misbehaving individual. It demands an honest evaluation of the underlying culture that allowed such an individual to comfortably pass background checks in the first place. The viral video provided undeniable proof of what marginalized communities have always known and experienced. Mental brutality often precedes physical brutality. An officer who speaks with intense hate will inevitably police with hate. The rhetoric heard in the 2026 video connects directly back to the physical violence witnessed during the Bayou beatings of 1977. The mindset remains the same, even if the tactics look slightly different today. Firing Ashley Gonzalez represents a necessary and basic action. Houston leaders face a critical turning point in history. The city must decide whether it will finally dismantle the stubborn remnants of street justice or allow history to continually repeat itself. True justice requires the department to fiercely address the systemic failures that continue to endanger the lives of black and brown residents. Until the police force completely eliminates these deeply rooted biases, true community safety and equality will remain completely out of reach. Copyright, African Elements.